Hey everybody, and welcome to the Daily Scopes for the 7th of April. So this week we start with the moon in Pisces. So over the next couple of days, it can make us more sensitive, more intuitive, more empathetic to others, more compassionate to ourselves. This energy really wants us to tap into our emotions and connect with our deep inner selves and just really get to know ourselves or start the work or continue the work and face our fears, the secrets we keep from ourselves and others. Why do we do so? Why do we hide parts of ourselves from ourselves? The ways we may escape into drugs, drink and other addictions, and just being able to understand your own and others' feelings on a more deeper level, and you'll be open to more different perspectives and situations, and this can lead to emotional or psychological or spiritual breakthroughs for some of you. Negatively, as I said, we can become more susceptible to mood swings, daydreaming, getting lost in our own thoughts, wanting to escape, ignoring red flags in relationships. So it's important to find a balance between, using our imagination and our intuition, but not forgetting the good old deductive reasoning and logic, and not getting too carried away with our emotions and fantasies. Yes, be romantic, but only with those who are open to it, you know. Make sure you respect other people's boundaries and watch out for manipulation as well. People can also be passive aggressive and indecisive as well. So it's important to just take time out to ground yourself and stay focused. The best use of this energy is to really explore your more psychological, spiritual side, your emotional side. Use your intuitive and imaginative abilities. Be creative, you know, paint, write, dance, sing, scream, whatever it is that gets you in touch with your self-reflective side. And just be open to connecting with your subconscious patterns, especially the toxic ones that hold you back from being the best version of yourself. Now this week we've got a few aspects that are overriding the whole week, so I've changed the format. I'm going to start doing it like this. So this week we've got the Sun making the contrapower out to Saturn. This came in on the 4th of April, but it's exact on the 9th of April, but it leaves on the 13th, so it's really just lasting with us all this week. It's having an influence. Contrapower is the same as opposition in astrology, so positively it brings determination and focus, helps us to work really diligently towards our goals and have a clear focus as well. Also gives us the patience and perseverance to keep on going. But negatively, we can feel restrictive, obstacles may come into our way, we can feel like limited, we may get lost in self-doubt and insecurity, and this can make us question our goals and our abilities to achieve the things we want in life. So with this energy, what it's really trying to do is just to put a spotlight on our weakness, not to put us down, just so we can understand what they are and come up with strategies and plans to work with them. It's an ideal time to plan a routine, take responsibility and take accountability for your words and actions, as well as addressing any issues in your relationships as well. It's all about making adjustments as the days go on this week and just trying to approach each situation with the right mindset, being flexible in your approach. Sometimes you may need to be assertive, sometimes a bit more passive, but overall, you know, this energy is really good for organization. The Sun also makes a contrapower out to Mars, so again, the same as the opposition. This came down on the 6th of April, but it's exact on the 9th of April and leaves at the 12th, so it has a big overriding factor on our week. So basically, it gives us the willpower, drive, and motivation, ignites our sort of passionate, fiery energy. So working with Saturn's and contrapower to give us that determination, that enthusiasm that we need to overcome obstacles and just to be like, challenges, I don't care, I'm going to go with it, you know. It gives us that self-confidence to express our opinions, and actually can increase our vitality, our physical energy and stamina. So it's a good time to exercise and decorate your home and anything that requires your physical effort, but just be careful. Negatively, it can make us more physically aggressive, impulsive, making us acting without thinking. This can lead to conflicts or impulsive decisions that we can come to later regret. So just, you know, guys, just think about, you know, what you say before you put your foot in it, as we say in the UK, or just before you blow your whole life up. Also, you know, just watch out while you're moving about about, because this Mars energy can just make us less thoughtful, and this can cause accidents or injuries due to reckless behaviour and lack of caution as well. And just make sure you're using the right safety precautions when operating equipment and doing your exercises. Do your stretch ups, do your warms up and all of that. And just watch out, because you know, you and others can be really quick tempered, easily agitated, so it's crucial to sort of like practice self-awareness. And just as I said, exercise restraint, think before you reply. Yes, someone may be overstepping your boundaries and you may want to knock them out, as we say again, physically, but just think about the consequences of doing that, whether it be legal or losing your job or wrecking your happy home. So you know, sometimes it's just best to walk away and count to 10. So ultimately, the sun's counterpart to Mars drives us towards success this week, so it's just really good to make changes in our personal and professional lives, get out of our comfort zones and just seize the opportunities that come our way as well, and just embrace a more active lifestyle as well. It's good energy to change your routines as well. Mars also makes a parallel to Saturn as well. So this week we've got a lot of Saturn, a lot of Mars energy. This entered on the 1st of April, it's exact on the 9th of April, and it leaves us on the 16th, so it's lasting right into the following week. So this again helps us to overcome obstacles, make steady progress in our goals, but negatively again it can make us frustrated because we may feel restricted by obligations and commitments, whether it be relationship, family or our jobs. So just, you know, if you need time out, just explain and try and avoid power struggles with authority figures and other people as well, as this can cause stress. Some of you may experience a lack of energy because of this, making it difficult to pass through tasks or overcome setbacks. So just take your time, steady as you go sort of thing. The best use of this energy is to realise that your hard work will pay off in the long run if you're willing to take on responsibilities, build your resilience and take advantage of opportunities. Even something small, you may think, no, I don't want to do that, but it could lead to something big. So just, you know, weigh up the pros and cons of everything right now and just focus on building a solid foundation for your future. And just remember, change doesn't come overnight, but it's a daily thing that we have to commit to as well. Make sure you try and avoid burnout this week, take breaks, push yourself to try and stay motivated, you know, listening to your favourite song, watching TV, your favourite shows, listening to your favourite motivational speakers and stuff like that as well. Things that can really, really, really get you feeling pumped and ready, like, yes, I can do this, I can't wait to smash these targets sort of thing. So, yeah, so those are the main overriding aspects for this week. So, yeah, that was the Daily Scope for the 7th of April. Take care and see you next time.